Thank you. Good morning. We're going to start with jurisdiction, and the first case that we're going to discuss is EBS Solutions, Inc. versus Hager. This is probably going to be the most important jurisdictional case in the tax context that the Texas Supreme Court has handed down in many, many years. For those of you who are interested in reading the Court of Appeals en banc opinion, the site is 549 Southwest 3rd, 849, and of course that's petition granted. That opinion lays out the history of the jurisdictional issues as they have evolved over the last 10 or 20 years, and how a kind of lack of clarity, some might call it a morass, has evolved in the case law regarding the taxpayer's path to court when he or she is challenging an assessment by the comptroller. We expect that the Supreme Court will resolve at least three questions when it hands down its opinion. First, is Section 112-108, and I'll just refer to it as 108 of the tax code, constitutional or unconstitutional? In a case called Bandag, handed down almost 18 years ago, the Court of Appeals held that the current version of 108 is unconstitutional because it unreasonably restrains access to the courts. But the Texas Supreme Court has never addressed that issue directly and has never resolved whether or not 108 is constitutional. The second question will be, what does 108 mean? And maybe that's the first question. Maybe we have to understand what it means before we can decide whether it's constitutional. But just to give you a flavor, I'll read the very first sentence of 108. Except for a restraining order or injunction issued as provided by this subchapter, a court may not issue a restraining order, injunction, declaratory judgment, writ of mandamus, or prohibition, order requiring the payment of taxes or fees into the registry or custody of the court, or other similar legal or equitable relief against the state or a state agency relating to the applicability, assessment, collection, constitutionality of a tax or fee covered by this subchapter, or the amount of the tax or fee due, provided, however, that after filing an oath of inability to pay the tax, penalties, and interest due, a party may be excused from the requirement of prepayment of the tax as a prerequisite to appeal if the court, after notice of hearing, finds that such prepayment would constitute an unreasonable restraint on the party's right of access to the courts. Well, that's pretty clear, isn't it? Then to put a finer point on that clarity, the second sentence helpfully adds, the court may grant such relief as may be reasonably required under the circumstances. So assuming it's constitutional, we're going to have to figure out several things. And that leads to the second question, what does it mean? And one of those issues is going to be, while this is sometimes referred to as an indigent provision, it doesn't actually deal with indigency. It says that the circumstances have to be such that there is an unreasonable restraint on the party's right of access to the courts by virtue of the prepayment provisions. So exactly what does that mean under any number of financial scenarios? Are we talking about insolvency, liquidation? Has the business ceased operation? When is the taxable entity being unreasonably restrained? We don't know, and it's unlikely that the court, Texas Supreme Court, will get into too much detail because that would be more of a legislative function. It would be anticipating or trying to anticipate issues that may arise and address them, even though those particular facts are not in front of the court. The third issue will be, how does the Declaratory Judgment Act work with Chapter 112 of the tax code, which creates the statutory remedies for taxpayers? If 108 is constitutional and in force in effect, does that mean that declaratory judgment actions are now barred period, even if the deck action is, for example, challenging the constitutionality of a statute. The first part of 108 seems to suggest that you cannot bring a garden variety declaratory judgment claim, even if it is of that constitutional dignity. And there are other UDJA claims that have been well established for taxpayers in certain circumstances, such as claims that the agency is acting entirely outside of its statutory box. And those are called ultra-virus claims. And the question arises, if there is an allegation that the agency is just running wild and really not even acting as a state actor because it has completely gone off the rails, is this provision, if it's constitutional, saying basically declaratory relief is not going to be available, but you can go under the prepayment provisions of Chapter 112 to challenge an assessment, or if prepayment would basically unreasonably restrain your access to courts, you can prove up that restraint and you'll be excused, at least to some extent, from prepayment. So those are the points that we hope the court will address so that the parties can have a surer path forward, at least on the jurisdictional front.